Free Talk Live. We are launching into the second hour of the program, and you can dial in toll-free. Bring up whatever you want. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free lines. We launch here into the second hour. Joining you tonight, it's Ian.
And Andrew.
And Mark.
Once again, 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features there completely free, so enjoy those on us. Once again, freetalklive.com. And the features actually allow you to control the content. So when you see something online you want to share with our listeners, you just submit it as show prep to our website, and then others will have the opportunity to vote on whether or not they like or dislike your suggestion. The most liked making it to the front page and the top of the website at freetalklive.com. And good luck finding another talk show that gives you the ability to actually control the content on the front page of their website. I don't think that exists out there.
I don't think so either.
If I'm wrong, please correct me. 800-259-9231. Of course, we'll take your calls about absolutely anything. News about ecstasy. Now, that's the street name for it, but the actual chemical is MDMA, and that's obviously the shortened version. It stands for 3,4-methylenedioxymethamphetamine, or MDMA.
Yeah, now you're smarter.
And The Guardian is reporting here on a news story about an update on the truth regarding ecstasy. Of course, when you buy ecstasy at the street level, there's a good chance you're not actually getting any MDMA.
And there's a good chance when you read the newspaper, you're not getting the truth.
Well, what do you get instead?
You get various other things. I mean, some of the pills sold as ecstasy do have MDMA in them. Some of them have a trace amount of MDMA in them. And others have none whatsoever and instead have other chemicals like DXM, which is cough medicine.
Dextromethorphan hydrobromide.
Or, let's see, there's a new one going around called piperzines.
What are those?
It's another... It's not even really an imitation. It's just something else.
It makes you feel something, so therefore the pill does something.
Right.
So people that are having robo trips potentially think they're rolling on ecstasy.
Well, if you're
if they get
if you take a DXM pill and you don't know, and you take enough of them, I don't know how much is in one pill. So
it's hard to produce MDMA. It takes a real lab and real scientists to do that.
Okay.
So that's what you've got to do when you're in this business is sell pills. It doesn't matter whether you're selling the pill that you ask that you're selling the pill. If you're in business, it doesn't matter whether you're selling the right pill.
Well, yeah,
just
they can't
that you
report
can sell
you.
More pills. So if you can sell a pill to somebody that makes them feel something, which a DXM pill will, especially if you take enough of them, then maybe they'll come back and buy more. If not, there's likely somebody down the street selling fake crap too anyway. So that's essentially the idea.
So you're correct, Andrew. I mean, if somebody takes a pill, it's got DXM in it or piperzine in it, and they feel something, they're going to, if they've never had real MDMA, if they've never had real ecstasy, then they're not going to know. They're not going to have any point of comparison, and so they'll believe that this fake pill was what was supposed to be ecstasy. Anyway, so that's one of the problems with the black market. Of course, there's all other problems, including violence and etc. But I wanted to talk more about the scientific aspect of MDMA, that specific drug. The one that has been said in the past, it's going to put holes in your brain, kids! I wouldn't recommend that kids use any kind of psychedelic or any kind of illegal drug whatsoever or any mind-altering substance in general. It's probably not a good idea when you're developing. But all that said, the things they're saying about ecstasy, not true. Now, the news about the holes in the brain, that's old. It's an old, old claim. It's been rebutted before. But usually the rebuttals to these things,
they don't get the news that they... Because holes in the brain is better news than no holes in the brain.
Right. Holes in the brain is a front page story. They were wrong. They actually misinterpreted the evidence, or it was skewed because of this or that. And I don't remember the exact reason, but essentially that whole study was bunk from the very beginning. So here's some more news for you from The Guardian. There's no evidence that ecstasy causes brain damage, according to one of the largest studies into the effects of the drug. Too many previous studies made overarching conclusions from insufficient data. Gee, do you think that's because they were funded by governments?
The Department of Drug... Office of Drug Control Policy?
DCP?
Yeah.
Do you think that's because those governments had an interest in having a certain result being presented?
No, they're always unbiased.
Right, because they hire the best scientists in the whole world, and they're not at all beholden to the fact that they want to get another grant from the government, so they're going to give them exactly what they're looking for. Yeah, that's pretty much what happens every time. So, here's an honest study that actually discovered that, no, in point of fact, there is no evidence whatsoever that it causes brain damage. And
well, I would like to say, in defense of science, the fact that these studies that are done by these governmental organizations get debunked later does show that the scientific method works.
Oh, absolutely.
And that they're open to, that they're, you know, the fact that they have to open their, in order to follow the scientific method, they have to open their material.
It has to
testing,
be duplicatable.
Duplicatable, yeah. And all that good stuff. Then it shows that the scientific method is working, even if the government officials are telling lies.
You know, not only does this new study show that ecstasy doesn't cause brain damage, but it also shows that the drug's dangers have been greatly exaggerated. The finding will shock campaigners who have claimed ecstasy poses a real risk of triggering brain damage. They've argued that it can do memory loss, decrease cognitive performance, and has long-lasting effects on behavior. But experts who have argued that the drug is relatively safe welcome the new paper, saying David Nutt, who's a professor and was at one time fired as the chair of the Advisory Council on the Misuse of Drugs in the UK, for publicly stating that alcohol and tobacco were actually more harmful than ecstasy. You may recall.
I can't see how anybody would argue that.
Well, people who are ignorant would be able to argue
they
that.
They just don't like it. It's just
how
not politically
expedient. How many caused from ecstasy?
Well, caused from ecstasy is a good question because that's hard to tell. There are a handful of deaths that happen because someone on ecstasy will dehydrate and die
right,
from dehydration.
Death, yeah. It's not ecstasy isn't the cause of death necessarily.
Very
it led
few.
To it.
Look, I mean, the fact is that alcohol and tobacco are not as are more harmful than rat poison to humans. I mean, there's far fewer humans die of rat poison each year than do from alcohol and tobacco.
Don't give the kids any ideas, Mark. The finding will shock campaigners who think that ecstasy causes brain damage. And experts who've always argued that the drug is relatively safe said things like, I always assumed that when properly designed studies were carried out, we would find ecstasy does not cause brain damage, according to David Nutt, who is absolutely correct. The study was carried out by a team led by Professor John Halpern of the Harvard Medical School and published in the journal Addiction last week. It's actually from about a month ago, funded by a $1.8 million grant from the U.S. National Institute on Drug Abuse. It was funded specifically and launched specifically to avoid methodological drawbacks that have bedeviled previous attempts to pinpoint whether or not ecstasy users suffer brain damage. Now, there's no doubt, there's a little more here, but there's no doubt that people who have taken a large amount of ecstasy have effects. They have these something that kind of sticks with them for a period of time. But over time, it goes away. I mean, this is from my understanding from people I have known who have used a lot of ecstasy. And by a lot, I mean hundreds of pills over time. These are people who, you know, definitely had complained that things had changed about them biologically as a result of taking this much, but that over time, things had gone back to normal. So keep that in mind. Ecstasy, or MDMA, came into widespread use in the 1980s when it was linked to raves and the playing of dance music. Its symptoms included euphoria, a sense of intimacy with others, and
euphoria is a symptom,
and diminished anxiety and depression. In the U.S. alone, more than 12 million have taken the drug, and I imagine it's a lot more than 12 million. Ecstasy is one of the most popular drugs in pop culture today. It's not as popular as marijuana, but it's, I think, second place to marijuana as far as the illegal drug market is concerned. And euphoria, a sense of intimacy with others, that's bad. It's bad to have empathy towards other people. I think that, again, ecstasy, the actual product, MDMA, it's called an empathogen, and the root word there being empathy, meaning that people who are on ecstasy are more likely to empathize with a stranger or somebody else. And it would seem to me that a drug like ecstasy could have some real positive effects on humanity.
They should give this to the NATO force and the Gaddafi force when they go in to talk about their little problems there.
Absolutely.
They just go in and hug then?
Yeah. I mean, I really think you might be able to solve some problems this way.
I totally agree.
Don't they use it for marriage counseling?
They did.
Toll-free number, 800-259.
Now it's illegal and bad, but in the 80s it was used for marriage counseling.
9231. There's a movie, The Men Who Stare at Goats, where they slip LSD into the eggs in the water supply.
Oh, yeah.
Nobody was fighting that day, let me tell you. 1-800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can take control of the airwaves. It was supposedly based on a true story. Free Talk Live.
The Ruger LC9, compact, powerful, and perfect for personal protection. The LC9 is only slightly larger than the popular Ruger LCP, features a checkered grip frame to provide a secure and comfortable grip, and includes a finger grip extension floor plate. The LC9 also has a dovetailed high-visibility 3-dot sight system, blued alloy steel barrel, manual safety, and loaded chamber indicator. The LC9, another innovative American-made product from Ruger. Learn more about the Ruger LC9 at Ruger.com/LC9.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. Are you looking for a concealed carry holster? Crossbreed Holsters is the home of the world-famous Super Tuck, the most comfortable concealed carry holster on the market today. Try one out and see how truly discreet and comfortable carrying concealed can be. And find out why we call it the ugliest holster you'll ever love. We are the standard others try to imitate.
Get the original. Get your Super Tuck at CrossbreedHolsters.com. Again, that's CrossbreedHolsters.com.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it,
now you can.
Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Do you worry? Worried about gas prices or rising food costs? How about the incredible shrinking grocery? Are you looking for a way to supplement your food dollars, increase your nutrition, and prepare for an uncertain future? Would you like all of this to be free? Well, do we have an answer for you? Wild Edible Food. Author Linda Runyon spent many years learning to eat off the grid and many more refining her methods. When she retired from that life, she became dedicated to passing her knowledge on to people just like you. Let Linda show you how to add nutrition, stretch your food dollar, and depend less on established food supply channels. Go to ofthefield.com and take advantage of the same materials that groups, schools, camps, and churches are using to solve some of the problems you may be worried about. Or call 1-888-EAT-FREE. That's ofthefield.com. Or call 1-888-513-2837 and take a big step toward peace of mind.
Life with Extendovite. Hi, my name's Russ, and after my heart attack, I wasn't sure what was going to happen. I needed to keep on working, but now it's becoming a problem. I heard about these garlic cayenne drops and hoped it would help me. Well, I've been taking them for about 4 months, and the way I'm feeling now, I can see how I just might make it to retirement, thanks to Extendovite.
My name's Don Wiskin, and I want you to know Extendovite works. If you're looking for more energy, or just want to be as healthy as you can, now is the time to join the growing list of real people benefiting from Extendovite. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
Live. You can dial in toll-free. Bring up whatever you would like. 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give the features on the site completely free, so enjoy those on us. Once again, freetalklive.com. And those features include news updates. You get signed up and we'll deliver to you in the way you want to be delivered to. We've got the emailed updates, which in my opinion are the best way to get the latest information, but also Facebook, Twitter, we've got that too. Go and get signed up over at news.com. www.freetalklive.com.
Are you looking for camping, hunting, or shooting gear? ManVentureOutpost.com carries knives, ammunition, scopes, binoculars, laser sights, tactical flashlights, fish finders, boating equipment by major manufacturers like Aimpoint, K-Bar, Remington, Streamlight, many more. ManVentureOutpost.com, family-owned and members of the Better Business Bureau. Prices so low in some cases that those major manufacturers won't even let them be advertised. Get an additional 5% off with coupon code FTL. Get it quick. Get it from ManVentureOutpost.com. Use coupon code FTL. Get 5% off at ManVentureOutpost.com.
Toll-free number here, 800-259-9231. We'll get right to your phone calls here after finishing the news about ecstasy from Guardian.co.uk. Reporting that a major study, one of the largest ever done into the effects of the drug at, I think it was Harvard. Yeah, Harvard Medical School, published in the journal Addiction, found out that, in point of fact, in contrary to contrary to what the U.S. government and its anti-drug pimps have been pointing out over the years, yeah, ecstasy doesn't cause brain damage. MDMA doesn't cause brain damage. That's what ecstasy actually is supposed to be. But the according to the story here, ecstasy, or 3,4-methylenedioxymethamphetamine, or MDMA, came into widespread use in the 80s. But the taking of ecstasy has also been linked to damage to the central nervous system, and research in recent years has suggested that long-term changes to emotional states and behavior have been triggered by consumption of the drug. Possession of it has been made an offense in most Western nations. However, Halpern was sharply critical of the quality of the research that had linked ecstasy to brain damage. He said too many studies have been carried out on small populations, while overarching conclusions have been drawn from them. For a start, some previous research has studied users who were taken from a culture dominated by all-night dancing, frequently called raves, parties, and which thus exposed these individuals to sleep and fluid deprivation. Because if you're out on the dance floor and you are out until 6 a.m. and you're also exerting yourself all night and you maybe have limited access to water, that's going to cause those problems. And those factors, he says, are themselves known to produce long-lasting cognitive effects. So stay up too late and dance too hard, and you may end up having brain damage.
Wow. Who ever heard of that?
You know, I'm scared of all the punk shows I used to go to, staying out late and the pit and everything like that back in high school.
How late would you stay out?
It's dependent on how long the show went on and whatever we did afterwards.
Well, at rave, hours and hours later. At least 6 in the morning. Like that's when a rave gets out, and then people have an after party after that, typically.
Okay, well, that's so a little bit more. But
it does go pretty late. In addition, past studies have non-users were not selected from those from a similar background, which therefore skewed results. So they selected the users from the rave culture, and they selected non-users from people without that same background. In addition, past studies have not taken sufficient account of the fact that ecstasy users take other drugs or alcohol that could affect cognition, or that they may have suffered intellectual impairment before they started taking the ecstasy. In Halpern's study, only ecstasy users who took no other drugs and who had suffered no previous impairment were selected. So that's a huge change right from the get-go.
Sounds like a big difference.
Right. You're dealing with somebody who's taken just ecstasy and has not been mentally impaired prior to the study, versus studies where they're taking kids from raves. Now, if you've ever been to a rave before, and I've been to a number of them, if you've ever been to a rave before, you know the kinds of people that you see at raves.
What kind, Ian?
A lot of them are very, very, let's say, drugged up. And I doubt it's just ecstasy. Now, maybe there probably are some rave purists who will only come and only take ecstasy at a rave. But most of the folks who are willing to go to a rave and take a drug that they might buy at a rave, which, of course, is usually completely questionable as far as
idea.
As far as what it actually is, unless you happen to know who the dealer is and they have a good reputation, those people are also probably likely to take whatever it is they can get their hands on. So odds are good that a lot of these people they've studied have done all manner of drugs in all manner of different ways.
They couldn't possibly have any cognition effects from that.
Yeah. So the resulting experiment whittled down 1,500 potential participants to 52 selected users whose cognitive abilities matched those of a group of 59 non-users. According to Halpern, we even took hair samples of participants to test whether they were telling the truth about their drug and alcohol habits, which is smart. He says, essentially, we compared one group of people who danced and raved and took ecstasy with a similar group of individuals who danced and raved but did not take ecstasy. Now, when we did that, we found that there was no difference in their cognitive abilities. In other words, previous studies highlighted problems triggered by other factors, such as use of other drugs or drink or sleep deprivation. But the drugs still pose risks, he said. Ecstasy consumption is dangerous because illegally made pills often contain contaminants that can have harmful side effects. So that's their conclusion.
Right. The conclusion is it's the war on drugs that's dangerous, not MDMA.
Yeah. And that's worth...
What about all the people who maybe wanted ecstasy but couldn't? It wasn't available? I know in my town where I grew up, ecstasy was not out there, and there was plenty of cocaine and heroin and other drugs that are much worse.
Right, stuff that is another problem.
So who was taking that instead of ecstasy when that could have been a substitute?
And that's another side effect.
That would be available.
That's another side effect that he's talking about is of the war on drugs. It's because this product is not available to interest group that wants it, then the interest group will do something else.
Right,
because
you know people that want to alter their brain, they may have a preference, but they're going to alter it in some way, shape, or form.
Well, that's why teenagers huff things. Because they can't get their hands on pot or something like ecstasy, they'll go and they'll huff gasoline or spray paint or paint thinner or something like that.
Yeah, I can tell you when I was in high school, I was never around ecstasy at all, and I was around cocaine a number of times, not seeking it out or anything. It was just there.
I've got to say that was true in my high school, too. Ecstasy was not available. Cocaine was. And this is a government high school in the late 80s.
I've never done cocaine, and I have no interest in
trying it. No, it's a terrible idea. But the idea here is, if nobody's ever heard us talk about this before, is that the war on drugs itself has results. Making things illegal may result in all kinds of terrible bad things. It does result in all kinds of terrible bad things.
Yep.
Like... Well, if a crack user wants to get his crack, but his crack costs so much and he can't get that, he can't get the crack because he can't afford it, he's going to have to go out and commit crimes.
So
like
true.
Killing you to get your wallet so he can go get some more crack. Whereas if crack was available, it'd be like, on the free market, it'd be as expensive as, say, aspirin or something like that. At which point, he could smoke a crack all day long for $5. He could go beg that kind of money. People don't knock over liquor stores for the liquor. They knock it over for the money to go get other different kinds of drugs.
Right. The illegal stuff.
Right. Liquor, mind-altering substance, terrible for you, has all kinds
of
terrible effects.
One of the hardest drugs in the world.
Sure is.
By the way. 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can take control of the airwaves, and we'll talk a little bit about harm reduction, because the purpose here isn't to necessarily get you to take a drug or anything like that, but the idea is that people are going to take drugs, so they should learn about them. They should know what they're doing. And you can learn more at arrowid.org, E-R-O-W-I-D.org. Your thoughts are welcome. It's Free Talk Live.
GCN listeners, why have you been hearing so much about Dermatol, the all-natural, all-purpose first aid spray? Because it's the must-have first aid product you need in your preparedness kit. Dermatol is made in America by Americans who know there's a more affordable, natural way to treat cuts, burns, bites, rashes, shingles, boils, and many other skin problems. Dermatol is gentle enough for diaper rash, powerful enough for bed sores, and harmless to the eyes and mouth. It's great for the whole family, even your family pets. Dermatol is antimicrobial, antifungal, antiviral, and not diminished by freezing, extreme heat, or years in storage. Dermatol is an absolute must for any first aid or preparedness kit. Dermatol's soothing, rapid restoration of injured skin is so effective, it's guaranteed. Order yours today. Call 800-217-6677. 800-217-6677. That's 800-217-6677. Efficient, economical, effective. Spray it all with Dermatol.
We all need to prepare ourselves. You might have the food, water, gold, and silver, but ask yourself, are you truly prepared? That's why you need to visit MaineMilitary.com. MaineMilitary.com carries everything you need. Gas masks, wool blankets, fire starter kits, high-capacity magazines, chemical suits, military surplus items, and much more. Do you own a firearm? MaineMilitary.com has a large selection of pistols and rifles suited for your needs. Are your local stores sold out of ammunition? Call or visit them today for prices on hard-to-find ammo and bulk ammo orders. You don't need to worry about having a military surplus store in your area because MaineMilitary.com is the only store you'll ever need, all from the comfort of your computer. Visit them online today at MaineMilitary.com. That's Maine, like the state, military.com. Or call them at 1-877-608-0179. That's 1-877-608-0179. 800-288-0179.
Going solar for cheap is as easy as 1, 2, 3. If you want to go solar but thought the setup costs were too high, now you can build your own solar panels for less than $200. Don't laugh! We've sold over 45,000 solar do-it-yourself kits. Watch our introduction video at 123cheapsolarvideo.com. The video is free, but it won't last long. Save money on electric bills and get off the grid. Go to 123cheapsolarvideo.com right now. Our website again is 123cheapsolarvideo.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Would you like to rev up your metabolism and energy while lifting your spirits? Now a new healthy tea is available that will do just that, and it's called Zoom Tea. Zoom Tea was developed for a former welterweight boxing champion to increase his energy and focus in the ring. Zoom Tea is an alternative healthy pick-me-up that can replace coffee, common tea, or soda. Zoom Tea also helps remove radiation from the body, promotes weight loss, and is high in antioxidants. For a limited time, get our introductory price for a one-month supply of this amazing tea for just $20, or a two-month supply for only $35, and we'll pay the shipping and handling. Go to our website now and start feeling the healthy and energizing benefits from drinking Zoom Tea. Go to ZoomTea.com. That's ZoomTea.com. Or call toll-free 877-341-4769. 877-341-4769 today.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can take control of the airwaves, bring up whatever you'd like. 1-800-259-9231. Joining you this evening, it's Ian.
And Andrew.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website, freetalklive.com. We give you the features free. The lady listeners send in their validated photos, those who would like to be on our Shrine of Female Listeners. And you could, too. The details are there at shrine.freetalklive.com, where you can just go there and see the ladies and their photos or videos. They have to be validated, though, which means they're proving that they listen to the show in the picture or video. Go to shrine.freetalklive.com.
Have you ever been the victim of an injustice and then decided to do nothing about it because attorneys are just too expensive? Jurisdictionary.com is the course for people who don't have attorneys. It arms you with the information on how to use the court's rules. Until you know these rules, you're fighting in the dark. It works for plaintiffs or defendants in civil or criminal matters in state or federal courts. It costs less than an hour with any good attorney, and the 4-CD course is so easy, the average 8th grader could learn it in a weekend. Visit jurisdictionary.com, download the free tools they have there for you, and when you're checking out, be sure to use the pull-down menu and mention Free Talk Live. It's jurisdictionary.com.
1-800-259-9231. We can talk more about harm reduction, but let's go to you, your calls here in a moment. Let's talk to Christine first, ladies first, in Colorado. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Christine.
Thank you, Ian. I appreciated our conversation yesterday, but I never did get to share the comment I wanted to make on Memorial Day. So
sure, go
I
ahead.
Just wanted to go back to, you were discussing, and so many of us received such communications and emails talking about that the troops defend our freedoms or give us rights, and you were reading something in regards to that and discussing it. And the comment that I wanted to make in view of Memorial Day is, when I think about it, from my study of American history, I cannot think of a single war in which troops have died, which our men and women have died in, at any time that a soldier died for American freedom. And when I look back on it, save the only exception that I could come up with would be during the Civil War from the Southern states' perspective. But other than that, it seems as if all of our wars and all of the deaths, I mean, you consider the Korean War, you consider the Vietnam War, you consider all of these, you know, everything they're doing in South America, Lebanon, Somalia, you name it, every single one has been given this call so often associated with freedom.
Right.
So
by the way,
Christine, what do our wars have to do with American freedom?
On one point that you brought up, that the Civil War, you said you might make an exception for that. Didn't the South have a draft for that?
I do not know if they were operating by a draft. I don't agree with a draft. I don't agree with
any of that.
But I'm not discussing that. I'm talking about as a government. I'm talking about, has the U.S. government, do our troops ever die for our freedom? And I can't think of a single military incursion in which any single military man or woman has ever died for American freedom. That's my focus, not their conscription.
Well, you know, the broad sweeping statements are always the most difficult to defend, and I don't generally disagree with you, Christine. I think it's better just to say the last 6 or 7 decades, that way you can cut
off. That's what I've always said, too.
It's just easier?
I've been going back. I even looked at the War of 1812, you know,
and it
seemed like that was the first example of our government trying to make this a public appeal, but it was a very unpopular. But what were the real reasons behind it? It looked like we wanted to get a whole lot more northern territory. They were just itching to go to war with Britain again.
Yes, they were.
And it seems to me, and so, yeah, I've always phrased it that way, too, thinking over the last number of decades, but seriously, I just, it's so common on Memorial Day that I hear they died for our freedom, and I can't think of one single example of it. Not that there isn't one, but I can't think of one.
The Civil War's loaded. It's a loaded issue because you've got this black-white thing going on involved. And for anybody that denies that slavery was a central issue to the Civil War is wrong. I'm not saying that it's the reason that the South went to war. There were certainly some taxes that were entirely intolerable that were being waged, that were being given to the southern states because of their more agrarian culture and things like that. But you've got to admit that that there was a larger dose of freedom given to African Americans post Civil War. Not immediately. It took a while for them to sort of unravel the tentacles of slavery. But within a decade, they were sharecropping rather than being slaves.
Well, I can concede that, but that in no way justifies what Lincoln did.
No, the rest of the world managed to do away with slavery without a war involved
in it. Exactly, but what Lincoln did, and yes, I would certainly argue the economic and the banking situation, the taxation situation, I don't believe that it was Lincoln did what he did, and I don't believe that he was correct. I find it horrendous loss of life for no reason.
Okay, so the point I wanted to make on this Civil War, the reason I brought it up, because I thought there was a draft, and turns out there was.
Okay.
Here is Historical Times Encyclopedia of the Civil War from Patricia Foss. Quote, there was no general military draft in America until the Civil War. The Confederacy passed its first of 3 conscription acts in April of 1862, and scarcely a year later, the Union began conscripting men. So and it goes on to give you more details,
sure.
But my point being that even if someone were to make the claim that the Civil War was fought for freedom, it wasn't fought by methods of freedom because they enslaved
people. Oh, absolutely.
People.
No, I'm in full agreement with you. But my focus is in general. That's not the only time I could see where there was actual, you know, to any degree. But all of the conflicts, that we think of, all of the wars we have been involved in Southeast Asia, even World War One, World War Two, all of these, it had nothing to do with American freedom. And I just find it so interesting how much that indoctrination in society and government schools has made everyone associate, like, people die for our freedom. It's very sad.
If you just repeat the same propaganda over and over again, then people will start to believe it.
Yeah, a lot of the wars are for retribution for some act or another, whether that act was legitimately an act by the other side or whether it wasn't. World War One was started over a couple of explosions in New Jersey that may or may not have been agents provocateur of the Central Powers. And also there was the Central Powers was talking to Mexico about going to war against the United States. So that essentially is the pivotal point that got Woodrow Wilson, who said no nation building involved in the conflict, which laid the groundwork for World War II, which laid the groundwork for slaughtering of Jews and the whole thing. So America's involvement, which tipped the scales there, really set all that in motion.
It does. It always appears to me that all of the engagements, no matter what titles and good sounding words and patriotism they put on it, our men and women have died for nothing in itself of value and meaningfulness, and certainly not freedom of our nation. And
I think Halliburton would disagree with you.
I think they would, too.
Mm-hmm. It's been very valuable to them. Halliburton believes those young men and women have died for something very important.
Right.
Very important. them. That's right. It always comes back down to the dollar, doesn't it?
Don't forget Lockheed Martin and all the other military-industrial complex.
I can't forget them out here.
Anything else you want to share, Christine?
No, thank you. And I really appreciate our conversation yesterday, and I appreciate coming back on to share this. It's just I was bombarded, as you were, with all these American freedom. It's very sad. Deaths are tragic, but I would say to me on Memorial Day, you think not only about the losses of American troops, but you think about all those who have died at their hands as well. That's a tragedy, and it was for no purpose that I...
All of those
not
folks died for
it.
Nothing. Thank you for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. And that's the real... That's what you should really be remembering on Memorial Day, is the fruitless sacrifice of life for the benefit of politicians and the politically connected people.
You know, when you think of war, certainly in a historical aspect, it's always been about conquest. Conquest really isn't allowed in today's age. But I want you to try to think about how the free market could accomplish conquest for a country. Now, I don't mean in the traditional sense. Hear me out on this one. But
you mean spreading ideas?
Spreading of ideas and territory as a result. Try to imagine if America actually lived by the ideas of freedom. Maybe they had a tax, you know, a tax system of 5% or 10%, maybe zero. I don't think I don't like the idea of taxes at all. I'm just trying to create a vision in your mind. Imagine what that would do to places, the kind of prosperity that would result in. And what places like Canada and Mexico would be their citizens would be saying to themselves, well, I got to get over there. So at that point, you would be seeing sort of an influx of people coming into the United States. Mm-hmm. And then you'd see, that land that was being largely unused. You'd probably see the borders of the United States moving outward into those areas. Not by conquest in the bloody sense, but conquest by, a market sense.
Yeah, market competition. Certainly conquest is an inappropriate word for what you're trying to describe, but I definitely understand what you're saying.
What other terminology would one use?
Yeah, rather than come here, go to them.
There's no other way.
Positive influence?
Yeah, I'm talking about expanding the borders.
More on the way. This is Free Talk Live. You take control.
Imagine you're on trial. The charge against you? Violating one of the hundreds of laws Congress passes each year. You rise in your defense and say, Your Honor, I didn't know about this law. How will the judge respond? I'm Jim Babka with DownsizedDC.org, and I think you know the answer. The judge will reply, ignorance of the law is no excuse. So what's the excuse for your representatives in Congress? Their ignorance is even worse. They don't even read many of the laws they pass. At DownsizedDC.org, we're proposing a simple but powerful idea, the Read the Bills Act, to force Congress to read the laws they pass. Why? Because we believe the federal government is way too big. We want to slow the politicians down. We want to reduce the size and power of the federal government, and we want them to sweat the details, just like you do. Check out DownsizedDC.org, because ignorance is no excuse, even for a congressman.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I'm 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
It could never happen in America, but it's happening right now. Gas prices are exploding past the incomes of millions of families. As gas prices and crop failures push high food costs, you can still get the best food on the planet from eFoodsDirect.com. Demand for food is high, but eFoods Direct has plenty of radiation-free food to meet your needs. With our new triple production capacity, you will get the fastest shipments of food in the country to help you get the most food possible. When you order three of any qualified pack, you will get the fourth one absolutely free. That's the buy three, get the fourth free food special. Your immediate order will not only freeze the present low food prices, but also guarantee your food availability. Folks, I'm telling you, it is the smart move to go to eFoods Direct right now and buy three of any qualified item and receive the fourth one free. Get the most for your food dollar. by calling 800-409-5633 or on the web at efoodsdirect.com/Alex. That's 800-409-5633 or on the web at efoodsdirect.com/Alex.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable, patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver, that's UTOPIA Silver, UtopiaSilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com, taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring us anything you want. Dial in toll-free and take control of these airwaves at 800-259-9231. That number brought to you by SACL CAI, 1-800-259-9231. And you can join us on our website, freetalklive.com. We give you the features on the site free. And if you like the show and you want to help support Free Talk Live, become an amplifier. AMP stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. The idea is you send in $3 a month, we take that money and reinvest it into the show, getting on more radio stations across the country, bringing more internet listeners on board, exposing new people to the ideas of freedom. So you can go to amp.freetalklive.com, get signed up with any major credit card through PayPal, or use Visa or MasterCard right on our secure ordering website at amp.freetalklive.com. And you'll get perks, too, like access to the AMP-only call-in lines, AMP-only forum, and podcasts and more. Details, sign up, amp.freetalklive.com. Makes a big difference for us. It's because of Free Talk Live listeners like you becoming amplifiers that we are able to add new radio stations on a much faster basis. We have 101 radio affiliates. If you go to our affiliates page right now, it still says 98. That's just because I've been so busy today. I haven't had a chance to do the technical side of things and get that stuff taken care of. Well, we've got as many stations as we have because we have hundreds of our listeners that are getting behind the show as part of the AMP program. And it makes it so we can easily market the program to other stations, spend money that we otherwise wouldn't have to do that. We're also going here in another week and a half to New York City for the Talkers New Media Seminar, which is something that we've now done. I think this is our sixth year attending.
Spent a bunch of them, yeah.
And Mark, you are going to be speaking this year.
True, I am. I'm putting together my speech for the New Media Seminar. They've got the, I guess they're kicking off the whole event. I'll be the guy kicking off
it's
the
true.
Whole event. It's some seminar on making money, sales, and things like that. So, you know, I'm going to introduce the panel.
I think this can be pretty cool, man.
How many talk show hosts attend?
Yeah, there's some hosts there. I mean,
dozens.
Maybe a couple dozen, maybe.
Well, of lesser and greater acclaim.
Yeah, yeah.
The major ones don't generally just mingle among us little folks.
No, there was one year Rush Limbaugh showed up, but it was only to give a speech some sort, and he kind of came in with security and then left immediately after
the
speech.
Yeah, that's kind of how it goes.
Wow.
Yeah. So, but, I mean, you don't see Glenn Beck or Sean Hannity. Sean Hannity kind of hung out a little bit once. Dr. Laura did a little better job hanging out. Dr. Joy Brown, just very accessible.
Yeah, so since we've been
Lionel's
here,
always hanging out.
Since we've been there several years in a row, that we're becoming more of like mainstays there. So now you've got kind of the people that are maybe toiling in the internet talk radio world who want to like kind of move up and or make their shows more popular. They might come and ask us questions now, whereas before it's awkward the first year you're there because you don't know anybody, and then you start to make some connections, and it's much easier to go the fifth year than it is to go the first year.
And is there anybody in the industry as innovative as you guys with all the the podcast audience and the free to air internet and everything?
There are some shows that give away their podcast, but not a lot. Not a lot of them.
Weren't the Young Turks there one time?
I think Dave... Yeah, the Young Turks were there, but they're not even doing an audio show.
Yeah, Dave Ramsey releases the podcast. That's where you're going.
He only does an hour, I think, of his show on podcast. So that's kind of... he's a third of the way there. And then maybe some of the smaller guys are doing it that I don't know about necessarily. Lionel will do an occasional one for free, but he also has a paid service. So most of them put their podcasts behind a paywall, and we're one of the only... larger, I guess, medium to larger shows that doesn't do that.
I'll tell you, it's those podcast listeners are what make the show. They're much
absolutely
they're loyal. They're the loyal ones they could be.
Podcast listeners are more likely to listen to all of the shows,
right?
Or more likely to listen to a show all the way through the one that they do download, and they're more likely to spend money with advertisers, and they're more likely to become Free Talk Live amplifiers.
Yep.
Period. So it's because of our podcast listeners is why we have 100-something radio stations. We've literally built the successful radio side of the show, on the relatively marginal podcast success.
Nobody cares about our podcast audience from an advertiser standpoint. They care about those radio stations.
That's starting to change, though. Some advertisers are coming on board now looking for podcast ads.
A little bit, but they're greedy for the for the radio stations, and the podcasters kind of an afterthought, if at all, generally.
Well, I have to say, the only ads that I feel myself falling for are podcast ads.
Why is that?
I don't know why. Probably because I listen to the most of. I don't watch television that much. Mm-hmm. If I do, it's like Netflix with no commercials.
Well, usually a podcast is going to be more targeted to who you are sort of demographically and psychographically. And I suspect that means the ad is more targeted, would be my guess.
So it's those podcast listeners, and we also have radio listeners that become amplifiers as well, but it's those of you who become amplifiers that really have been the driving force behind the success of this program. So thank you to everyone who's done that. It's great to finally be at 100 affiliates, and I guess we're on our way to 500 now, Mark.
just like the old Rush Limbaugh.
Yeah, Rush, better look out. 800-259-9231. We continue.
I'm sorry, before you go on. Well, that one time, I don't remember which convention it was at that we saw Rush speak, but I did ask.
It was the first one.
Was that a Talkers?
Yep, the first one.
So we've seen Rush at two Talkers then.
I don't recall. No, I think there was another one that wasn't Talkers. But anyway,
no,
go ahead.
It was.
What's your point?
I'm telling you, because I remember the second time I heard Rush.
Irrelevant. Go ahead.
It was definitely at Talkers. I asked him a question, and that was, what's the next generation of issues-oriented talk look like? Basically saying, hey, Rush, obviously, you're going to have to move on at some point. What's going to come next? What's the industry going to look like? He goes, well, me, of course, our numbers, males 18 to 54, whatever, he quoted some numbers, and basically saying, I'm the big kid on the block right now. You can't even talk about what comes after me. Well, yeah, I care about what's after Rush. What's he, 60, 65, something like that?
I don't know. It's a good question.
You're 30. I'm 40. We're going to be doing talk shows after Rush Limbaugh's dead. Yes, I do care about what it's going to look like next. But he doesn't know. That's the thing.
Well, of course it would be his answer that it's me. That's what his show's about. His show's all about him. 1-800-259-9231. Let's talk to Gene, listening in Indy to WXNT. Hello, Gene.
Thank you for taking my call.
Sure. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Did you get the age of that young girl that called? She sounded terribly young.
Christine? I don't... Yeah, she's probably maybe late 30s, early 40s. I'm not positive. Maybe mid-40s?
Yeah, I don't think she's a teenager.
You don't?
Nope.
I know for a fact. I mean, her name is Christine Smith.
She ran for president of the Libertarian Libertarian nomination.
Right, so she's got to be at least 35 then if she ran for the presidential nomination, right?
You know, it's for people that think like she does, okay, that makes me a World War II generation sorry that we won the war.
You're sorry that... you're sorry that you won the war.
I do get sorry because the lack... of courage of the American young people, and I call anybody under 60 young, is frightening to me. Number one, World War II, I know very much about.
Okay.
Naturally. My husband was in it, my brother was in it, my cousin next door were in it. I've got a cousin lying at the bottom of the ocean of the North Atlantic on a destroyer that went down near the end of the war. I have a nephew, my cousin's son. His father was in both World War II and Korea and Vietnam. And his son wanted to join the Marines, and he went over, and he was killed within the first 6 months. So I do think I know where I'm talking about. I think I know what I'm talking about.
Well, what makes you say that young people don't have courage?
The reason I said that is because
Pardon?
What makes you say that young people don't have courage?
Because it was their complaints, young people's complaint about being drafted for Vietnam. They were running out of the country. They didn't want to stay. They didn't want to get drafted.
Do you think they should bring the draft back?
They didn't want to fight. Let me get back to World War II. I want to tell you what would have happened if we had not won that war.
Let me guess. We'd all be speaking German right now.
You've got it, buddy. And you know,
so cliche, Gene. Well, so cliche.
Let me point something out here, Gene.
There's one other thing.
Gene, I want to address that. Speaking German, before you go on.
Do you know what the Aryan race is?
White people.
That's what Hitler liked.
Uh-huh.
Okay, if he had gotten here, there would have been no Asiatics. There would have been no blacks.
It's a bunch of fear mongering.
I understand that. I've got that. But you know, General Smedley Butler.
But the girl says it's not worth it. What did we win?
Right, General Smedley Butler, the two-time Medal of Honor winner. He's a Marine. He fought in World War I and conflict prior to that. I can't remember what it was.
Why did you let her get by?
Gene, are we going to have a conversation?
I'm going to tell you, Gene. He said that the United States could never be invaded by Hitler, and I would have to agree. How would that happen? How would Hitler invade the United States?
There was only one country left for him to take.
He was really spread thin, and you know the United States. Are you aware the United States didn't beat Hitler, right?
No, if we hadn't gone in,
it wouldn't have mattered.
It wouldn't. He wouldn't have had anybody to fight.
Stalin beat Hitler.
Was Hitler going to roll through Russia? Was Hitler going to roll through Switzerland? Why didn't he attack Switzerland, by the way? Do you know?
Hitler state, it's a pretty hard country to get around with the mountains all around.
That much is true.
And there's also the fact that everybody's armed there.
They're blessed by their geography. The United States is blessed by its geography. That Germany would have never made it over here.
Hey, Gene, thanks for the call.
The nuclear bomb that Hitler was developing, that was the biggest threat.
I'd like to address some of her points here when we come back in hour number three. Free Talk Live.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Boost Kit Essentials Nutritionally Complete Drink, providing your picky eater with essential nutrition and great taste in one drink. Visit us at kitessentials.com. To make sure your kids eat healthy, follow the 5-a-day plan. Serve 3 servings of vegetables and 2 servings of fruit daily. Remember, a serving could just mean a piece of fruit or a half cup of veggies. If your kids are picky eaters, ask a nutritionist about other sources. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.